ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The demand I make of my reader is that he should devote his entire life to reading my works. Those are the words of the Irish writer James Joyce, perhaps somewhat tongue-in-cheek. But some fans of his work have taken this to heart, with one book club devoted to reading Finnegan's Wake, recently coming to the end of the novel. Get this, after 28 years. RN's Alexander Griffiths has been trying to find out why.
Published in 1939, Finnegan's Wake is a novel with a reputation for being near impenetrable. It's no exaggeration. Full of allusions and made-up words, Joyce said he would keep the professors busy for centuries. He might be right.
My name is Ronan MacDonald, and I hold the Jerry Higgins Chair of Irish Studies at the University of Melbourne.
Very simple question to start with. Shouldn't take too long. For those who haven't read it yet, what's Finnegan's Wake about?
Yeah, that sounds like an easy question, but it's actually a very difficult one to answer, because it's a notoriously difficult and experimental text. So it's very much not so much about a story that you can extricate as the way the story is told. It's really about language itself. And it's, when I say it's experimental in the way narrative is told, and the way story is put together, and how the barriers between characters and stories dissolve. It's often difficult to determine who is speaking or thinking or dreaming. So it is a very fertile but also quite opaque novel.
To get a better idea of the novel, I asked RN's own wordsmith of the wicket, Warwick Hadfield, if he would read a short extract. Turns out he already had a copy on the shelf at home.
Joyce was also a lover of cricket and sex, and managed to intertwine the two in Finnegan's Wake, once explaining to some of his Irish readers that if they didn't understand cricket, they would understand even less of Finnegan's Wake. See how you go with this passage. Declare to ashes and test his match. Three for two will do for me, and he for thee, and she for you. Go easy, Ozy, for the grace of the fields, or hooly-pooly, cuppy, will both be by. And by court in the slips, for fear he'd tire and burst his Dunlops and waken her bawny barbies making his booby babies.
Perhaps it's obvious then why a book club might take a little longer with this one than with the latest murder mystery.
My name is Jerry Fialka. I'm the organizer of the Marshall McLuhan Finnegan's Wake Reading Club, Venice, California. Yeah.
For the past 28 years, Jerry and his friends have been going at around a page a month on Joyce's novel. He says the book was meant to be heard, not just read.
Reading The Wake is like a clarion call. It's like a hootenanny. It's singing together. It's not reading. It's the choral experience.
There are at least dozens of groups worldwide devoted solely to reading Finnegan's Wake, often over many years. The language of the book, the puns and the portmanteaus, are something that clearly engaged Jerry's interest. I think I even got a small taste of being in the book club.
So, you know, he put two words together, laughter and tears, laugh tears. So you laugh and you cry. There's your two feelings. You fall and you get back up. All words are metaphoric. Alex, you say the word right now, laugh tears.
Laugh tears.
There, you just read the whole Finnegan's Wake. That's the DNA of Wake. You don't have to waste your life 28 years reading a stupid book, you know, sitting around with people, being intellectual. But, you know, really, it's more like having fun.
If this all sounds a bit obscure and pretentious at first listen, that's maybe understandable. But it also misses the point about such a mysterious book. I asked Professor MacDonald what he thought Joyce would have made of the reading clubs.
I think he would be pleased. I think that, like every writer, James Joyce wants to be read. I don't think it is obscurantist. And I think in some ways we can understand Finnegan's Wake and Ulysses in another way as being the opposite of elitist. But what I mean by that is that nobody really understands Finnegan's Wake. It is an unteachable text. I mean, I've taught it myself, but it very much levels a classroom because everybody's approaching it with a different level of bewilderment and perplexity. There's no skeleton key to master it. The person who studied Finnegan's Wake for 30 years will have something to learn from a first-time reader.
Professor MacDonald says he may even start a book club of his own. So what will happen to Jerry Fialka's group now that they've finished Finnegan's Wake after nearly three decades? Is this the end?
The book ends on page 628 because that's what books do. You can use the word end. It doesn't. It hijacks the whole meaning of end. It ends mid-sentence, and then it picks back up at the beginning of the book. So it's a cyclical book. So it's not like, oh, I'm in a reading club. Well, what book are you reading, Finnegan's Wake? Well, what's your next book? We're not having a next book. We're only reading Finnegan's Wake. Why? Because it's a cyclical book. Why do you want to read it again? Because every time you read it, you're going to learn something new.
I kind of love the idea that nothing ever ends.
Yeah, it doesn't end. I mean, that's, can you forget to die? Yes or no?
No. Well.
No?
Hang on.
Very good. Yeah, you got to learn. The question, it can be taken metaphorically or literally. Joyce didn't die. He forgot to die. He knows he's going to live on forever because people are going to be reading Finnegan's Wake till the end of time.
Jerry Fialka, ending that report from Alexander Griffith's Mind Bending. You're listening to Breakfast.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.